Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday. And you know what that means.
It's time for The Talk in AAW again.
Yep.
Yeah. Hi guys.
Yes, it's time for The Talk. And what are we going to talk about?
Well, we have a few things.
What can we talk about? Let's talk about Darlene's hair. let's take that camera and let's talk about Darlene's hair.
Do you want to
talk about your hair?
What about the fact that I'm
except that you look totally different from last week, and people are going to say, wait a minute, what happened?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, major change from last week's show. Remember, we have people on PCTV that can actually see us.
Hold on.
This show is simulcast.
Hold on a second. There we go.
There.
She's modeling her.
It's usually in a bright, big, giant bun. But it's...
And it's also long. Also,
it
used to be longer.
Yeah, it was down to my back.
Yeah.
Yep. So we cut it.
Yeah, it's one of, for one of my, about a medium bob. Is that bad? It's really good. It contours for your face and everything. It does not, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't give me that.
It doesn't give you, you know, the old lady. It doesn't give you the old lady bob look. But
the old
it
lady bob look.
Yeah.
As compared to last week's show.
Yeah, and...
That's the fun part about simulcast. We can go back and look at this and compare and contrast.
No.
If you're on PCTV.
Mom knows what I mean. There's somewhere the hair's just a bob, and it's really flat, and it just looks like it looks like a horrible bad wig on somebody.
Yeah. No, it's me. It's me.
Oh, good. The clue held.
And then one of my neighbors, she cut my hair for me.
Yeah, and she did great.
And she did real great on it. And then I wanted a different color. So I went and got, you know, those bottles at the store. So just help me go ahead and color it. And because...
Yeah, I do pretty good.
Because of the fact that I had blonde it before...
It kind of... It did the peroxide effect, and it oranged it a little bit.
A little bit.
No, if you mix blonde hair dye with brunette, you can literally have your hair turn like orange Ronald McDonald look.
Right, but she was never that blonde.
Yeah, that's so true.
Actually, everybody's complimenting said it looks good. So apparently I don't look like Ronald McDonald. It just gives me a brighter expression to my face.
It doesn't
give me that.
No.
You know, would you like fries with that gluck?
Fries with that.
No.
I like a Big Mac, super size it please, and a large order of fries.
In order to do that, you would have to go like platinum.
Yep.
And then try to brunette up over that.
Oh, you mean like a couple of families? This
is now turned into a beauty show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit back and let you two run the thing.
No.
No, we did good.
This is something that women do have to pay attention to when they go ahead and get their hair colored.
Yeah.
You have to wait until the blonde goes ahead and recedes a little bit out.
And
or else you're going to get the orange man, the orange Ronald McDonald. Do you want fries with that look? I'm sorry.
There you go, ladies. Now you know. See, we, this is me. We will talk about anything on this show. It does not matter.
Hey, as long as it's not religion and politics, we
or,
go
or
for
the
it.
Great
or
the
Great Pumpkin.
Great Pumpkin only ends up when you get close to fall. Remember that, people.
Yes. Yes. then we'll take a total difference on
yes.
that.
Yes.
But otherwise, and we also have to talk about how good Mother's Day went.
Yes.
Do we really?
Oh, come on. I think it was...
Actually, I had a very nice Mother's Day.
Must we?
We did awesome.
You did good. Would you stop? You didn't see me complain about it. I went back and
no, she's going to wait till now to complain.
Oh, heck no.
Wait till we get on the air and complain.
Yeah.
No. It was good. Very good. You didn't see me complain. I piled on the hog like a... You know, I went ahead and...
Sorry.
Yeah, good. We're opening up drinks in the studio, and we can hear it on the air. Nice job over there.
Leave me alone. It's
Wednesday morning, 9 a.m.
I gotta have my soda in the morning. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, so what I decided for a Mother's Day dinner was corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, and carrots.
Yes, so, yes. Yeah, you decided to have St. Patrick's Day in May.
Yep, but here's the thing, folks. My husband is Italian.
Yeah, he man, we so, had to go. Yeah, had
it was
to do
hard
a
to teach,
we had to do it step by step.
It was hard to kind of teach him, but he had it down really, really good. And
we just put it in a pot and boiled it for 6 hours, and then sit the
through
a straw.
It was not. It was not six.
It was 3.5 hours,
yeah.
So you need to stop. And it came out very good and very tender.
Except I forgot the straw, so I had to...
You're fine.
You're a Weisenheimer.
Yeah, and here...
But it came
yeah,
out
and
very
here's
good.
The yeah, and here's the kicker. You're up at, what, 4-something in the morning?
Yeah, we
because
weren't
of Red Cross?
We weren't just because I was up at 4:15 in the morning. I'm doing all this on 4 hours sleep.
Yes, he did.
And it came out excellent.
And it came out very good.
I
That's
remember
I
parts
said,
of yesterday because it was fuzzy.
Well, you know, kind of with Mother's
it was
Day,
it
was kind of really interesting. Oh, and my children went ahead and decided to go ahead and my daughter wanted a barbecue for her. So my son-in-law went ahead and did the, you know, Josh, he's on here all the time talking. And
go big or go home.
Yep, go bigger or go home. He decided to go ahead and do all the barbecuing and everything, which I'll have enough food for about
a
week.
We have enough food to feed everybody in the station.
Yeah.
We got a ton of people in the
yeah,
station
we
this
sure
morning.
Do. We've got beanie
We should have brought some
girl
over.
Girl corn.
Could have a cookout here this afternoon.
Yep, corn,
girl corn
beanie
barbecue,
weenies,
hot dogs, Italian sausages.
You name it.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah, we do. And the funniest thing is what I decided to go ahead and want for later on lunch, I'm going to have more corned beef and cabbage again. So
we still have some left?
Yeah.
How'd that happen? Usually we don't have any left.
Because we went over and got the
barbecue stuff.
The barbecue stuff. And my children made me my antipasto salad, my son-in-law.
And also,
decided to make me pickled sausages for Mother's Day gift.
Which I'm glad she's not eating while we're in the studio live on the air in this confined little space.
And the best thing about it, everything was good. Everything was cooked very, very good. I give all thumbs up to the chefs. They did an excellent job.
Well,
this
also might be a reason why we still have corned beef. Because I decided to found an almost 4-pound brisket.
Oops. Yeah.
So, what? You taught me how to go and to find the biggest piece and to make sure that there is some fat on that piece or else it's going to come out like shoe leather.
Exactly. And it didn't.
You got to have a little. You got to have.
Very tender.
Exactly. You got to have a little bit of fat on it when you're boiling it. Cause
now it turned into a cooking show.
Because the fat goes ahead and.
Hey!
Because the fat adds to the flavor and also it keeps the meat tender.
Yes, it did. It was very, very good. I give two thumbs up.
Thank you.
Next. Along with all the fingers, too. I thought it was very
good.
Awesome. I thought it was very good. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I had beautiful carnations given to me, and I'm kind of one of those laid-back, lazy kind of ladies, and I got beautiful nightgowns. I don't care.
Which she will not be modeling on this show.
No! What kind of person do you think I am?
Get a little runway set up in the back here.
Ha, ha, ha. No, I thought they were beautiful. I got those. So I say, you know what? I have my kind of Mother's Day. It was relaxing, good. Me, the cat, fell asleep on my lap.
Cat always falls asleep on your lap. That's not new.
Hey, you know what? He knows what's good for him.
You should bring the cat in here.
No.
Wait, they got a dog show in the back.
That cat is afraid.
Friends or
whatever. That cat is afraid of a stray leaf. What
why
are you talking
why,
about?
Why can't we have the cat on the show?
The what's cat is afraid of
you?
A stray leaf.
He's
what the heck are you talking
about? Yeah, he's afraid
about?
Of a stray leaf.
You probably have fun in the studio.
Again, the cat is afraid of a stray leaf.
Every time he gets in the car, he thinks he's going to the veterinarians.
Well, he can think whatever he wants until he gets to the studio. And then
he's a weirdo.
Whoever makes him sleep at night.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Just a thought.
A
think
thought.
It over. Think
poor,
about
my
it.
Poor
think
baby,
about
my
it.
My poor baby, he falls asleep.
And also, hey, I found out another little interesting tidbit about this month. It's not only Mother's Day month, it is National Pet Parents Month.
Oh! Yay, pet parents. All right. If you're not,
that'd be me.
Yes, happy late Mother's Day to all the ladies and happy.
And pet parents.
Yep.
And pet mothers.
And pet mothers. Yes. You got to have love them. Hey.
Exactly.
You know what? You don't always need a man. You got those pets. They love you. Sometimes they love you a lot better
now
than the men
just
do.
Alienate half the population of this broadcast.
I'm talking about...
Half the population of Pittsfield's just been eliminated.
Excuse me. I'm talking about those ladies that know the animals love them unconditionally. And the guys, too. You know...
I said pet parent. Yes. I said pet parent.
Plain and simple.
I didn't say pet
yes.
mothers. I didn't say
because
pet parent.
Because Melly was raised by a man.
She's also... Mm-hmm. Also, as my friend Mel wanted to put a... Happy single parents day.
Exactly.
Because she was raised by her dad.
Exactly. Some dads make excellent Mr. Moms.
Yes. Some people go ahead and do the, just a deadbeat. It's not just a deadbeat dad. There are some deadbeat mothers. My friend Mel just happens to have one of those.
Talking about Mr. Mom.
Or the womb slumlord.
Talking about Mr. Mom.
Mr.
There
Mom.
Was a poll done by DC fans.
Ooh.
And they voted on who they thought the best Batman was.
The former Mr. Mom.
Guess who won?
Michael Keaton. Of course.
Which is what I said for years that Michael
Thank
Keaton
you.
Was the best Batman.
Yes. Nothing... Again, nothing against the late. In my mind, there are two. There's Michael Keaton and Adam West. But that's because I grew up with the old Batman TV series, thanks to Mom and them.
Wait, I haven't done this in a while. I want to do this.
Okay.
Really quick, so.
Okay.
Is it possible to two youths?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
WTBR.
Just wanted to get that out there.
Of course. And to do utes.
We don't run that stuff so much anymore.
Of course, the two Utes.
We got a half hour
every
show.
Every now and then we have to.
We just love to.
To the Batmobile.
We just throw them on there to the Batmobile, even though that was Fred Gwynn, Michael Keaton.
I'm kidding. You know, that's another one of those little liners that we have. But yeah, that was Fred Gwynn and Joe Pesci from My Cousin Vinny.
Herman Munster. All right. Yes. What else have we got going? Because we're kind
and
of
also
just...
Judd from Pet Sematary.
What?
You keep talking.
I'll keep sewing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out of talking. This is.
She's doing her plastic canvas.
We got time to kill here.
Canvas work right here.
What are you doing over there? She's.
Her plastic canvas work.
For people on the radio, she's actually doing her hobby work in the studio while we're on the air.
A little bit, yeah.
So please switch over to PCTV so you can actually see this happening.
For those of you
that are on drive time in the morning, I wouldn't switch over to PCTV, but she's actually doing her work in the studio.
It's kind of like plastic needlepoint is what it is.
Purple, she's holding up tulips.
Purple and pink.
Yes, purple
like a
and pink
It's like a
tulips.
Tulip fest here. Pittsfield's own tulip fest is compared to Albany's tulip fest.
Yes.
You mean STEM Fest?
STEM Fest. STEM Fest 2024.
Oh, my God. It was so bad with the land that year. I remember we had... They turned
yeah,
and they said...
Yeah, there was one year. It was the windstorm and the rain, and there was no petals on these poor tulips. It turned out to be STEM Fest.
STEM Fest 2020,
2024. Yeah.
Actually,
a couple of years ago. 2021, 2019,
no.
2018, or 2017. No, we'll eventually get to the right date.
No, it's 2004.
2004?
Yeah, it was
2014?
No, it's 2004.
2004, STEM Fest.
Yeah, because.
All right, so STEM Fest aside, what are you doing over there?
I am making tulips to
making forever tulips.
These are the top parts of the flower. And then on top of that, I have got all the leaves that are going
to
be cut.
Leaves and...
More plastic going on cut on an angle to make the leaves.
At some point, she'll actually be on Josh and Tabby's craft show. That's going to be coming up soon, apparently.
What I do is I end up cutting all the flowers that I'm doing.
She cuts all the parts out. It's best to cut all the parts out first.
She had me go fetch sticks out of the backyard.
Yeah, here's
her little travel yarn bag.
Colors. Everything you can ever imagine, colors of the rainbow.
Why? I go ahead. I have my own little travel project. I'm still working on my blanket.
We should put a WTBR sticker on that bag.
Well, we go ahead and take it everywhere we
promote
pretty much
WTBR.
Go.
Yes. Put a sticker on your bag.
Well, yes.
Heck, you know, we got to make sure.
A bumper sticker for the car.
That's true.
89.7 WTBR FM.
Yes.
Now, you know, right now, if you look at his car, it has.
I'd rather not look at his car.
If you look at the front part of it, it's pretty amazing.
I'm going to get a bumper sticker on the back. You can see these guys got a bumper sticker, 89.7. WTBR FM on the back.
Maybe.
Need a TBR bumper sticker.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, what else we got going? We got time to kill here.
Oh, I went ahead. You want my game review? You want my little game review?
Might as well. We get 10 minutes.
I went ahead and I was introduced to... Because
we can't think up topics like a week ahead of time. We think up topics on the way here to the studio and just kind of throw everything together.
Well, this one, everybody was kind of like, we were worried more about the holiday when it came up and different things.
Yeah.
Occurred, so this is kind of like we forgot topic.
We're always forgetting topic. We get like topics as soon as George Harrison comes on, we all of a sudden we have topics.
Hey, I mean, you know, sometimes we do that. I went ahead. I was introduced to a video game from one of Tavi's kid, from Tavi's second oldest kid, and it's Pokemon Arceus. Or Pokemon Legends Arceus. It's not a bad game. It's really, really good. It takes a complete 360 from having just to go out and look out for the Pokemon and hunt them down and do battles. You're actually dropped down into one of the areas in the past.
Yeah. Okay.
You go ahead and you help stop a time rift that's happening in their time frame between, and it's because there's a fight between Palkia, which is one of the legendaries, and Dialga, which is the other legendary for Diamond Pearl. Palkia being Pearl's legendary, Dialga being Diamond's legendary. So they're pretty much duking it out and causing a rift in time and space.
You almost sound like the guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show who lost in time and lost in space.
That's pretty much what it is. The thing is all this fighting goes ahead and it's making the little primal ones of the area a little bit ticked off. And their wardens, the one to take care of them, are trying to calm down, trying to get them to stop being completely crazy and having frenzies. That's not the case. Your character is the only one that can pretty much help and quell their problems. The only problem is these fights get harder as you're going. All I have to say is the last battle I had, oh my dearest, is rage-inducing.
So you don't want to talk about Final Fantasy 14 at this point, right?
She does.
I think I started something I may not be able to.
The game is definitely worth looking into. I give it high honors on the game.
All right, so let's go over to you. And what's up with Final Fantasy 14 that you want to discuss?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Some of them characters.
What about?
Oh my God! What were they thinking? Was it a 4:59 on a Friday or something?
I don't know. Some of the quests are 4:59 on a Friday, I think. Some kind of fever-induced dream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I meant. I mean,
I think Stormblood was a fever-induced dream.
What in the world were they thinking? Or
pretty much.
However, but oh my, it's some of it is really incredible.
And you're only just getting into Stormblood.
Yeah, right.
I'm almost at the end of Stormblood, getting ready to Shadowbringers.
She just got to the one area. I just got to the Ruby Sea part of the area.
And in July, they're bringing out Dawn Trail.
Yep.
They do an expansion. It's not like ESO does an expansion every year. Final Fantasy XIV does an expansion like every 2 years.
This one, 3 years. This one actually has the longest gap.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest. It's going to probably be the biggest expansion too.
Yeah,
this is the one with the biggest gap because Endwalker was 2021, and Dawnbringer. The new one, or Dawn Trail, the new one. And there is almost a three, almost 4 year gap between.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of content coming out in Dawn Trail.
Yeah.
When Dawn Trail drops in July.
Yeah.
I like that because, like I said, ESO, as much as I like Elder Scrolls Online, they have an expansion every year, and their expansions are like really small. you can run through it in a couple of hours.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I don't like about it.
With Final Fantasy 14, it takes them 2 to 3 years to put out an expansion.
Exactly.
But they put out a ton of content for that expansion between the main story quests, the side quests, and the new stuff they introduce.
And the thing is, is you don't just get the expansion. They also go ahead and put out the patch before that, so you're starting to get to know the story.
What are you talking about? SESO.
No. Final Fantasy goes ahead and puts out a patch. Like a block patch before that expansion drops. So that way you get used to
what they're coming up to. They have like one quest that they do that they drop when they drop because they drop the two dungeons and then they drop the access. They drop the expansion, but they give you this little quest to play to get used to it. But the fact that Final Fantasy only puts out expansion, I mean, they've been, 10 years running. This is their fifth expansion.
No, more than that. They came out in 20. The game went live in 2010.
Right. This is 12, okay. So 12, 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
So, and Shadow and Dawn Trail is like their fifth.
It's their fifth one.
The fifth expansion in 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's weird because you were part of the beta. You were the beta. They went ahead. It went from the beta 1.0. It went from the beta 1.0.
They went from 1.0, which was
the beta,
which was
the live beta,
which was the alpha beta or whatever. But they went from the 1.0.
Yeah.
That what actually happened is 1.0. was actually the Final Fantasy 14 game, and there was a lot of bugs and a lot of problems with it. So they've kind of took that into beta to where I was, because I was beyond it, because by the time Final Fantasy, the final version, got released, that was the 2.0 version.
Yeah.
Because 1.0 version was so buggy, and there's so many things wrong with it that they just pulled it down, put it into beta, re-released it as the 2.0.
Yeah, they went ahead and they had to cut the server off. They went ahead and they put in the quests to go ahead and to signify the arrival of Bahamut. Because I remember trying to stop.
The end of our beta... They actually destroyed Uldar.
Yeah.
At the end of the beta, we had fun because...
Yeah, I remember that. You were fighting comets, or the meteors, to stop Bahamut's meteor attacks.
And that's when the beta was done, and they were actually taking the game live. So the last part of the beta is that we actually got to see Uldar destroyed.
Yeah. It was Uldar. It was a special event
to end the beta to go into the live server.
It was all three of them. It was Uldar, Gridania, and Limsa.
Yep, and the comets came. We couldn't stop the comets, and they. You got something over there, or you're just there?
I'm just here.
You just here.
Yep.
Anything you'd like to say while we got a second?
Outside the fact that I play the game all the time, I kind of like the idea of just going one thing after the other. I don't like the idea of trying to kill a whole entire game in one day. I find it ridiculous.
All right. On that note,
it just has that rushed feeling.
We've got to go.
Exactly. Have a good day, everyone.
We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, everybody.